Richard, this is Heather.
This is Heather, and Margie wants to be on the stack.
Okay.
Yeah, hi, Margie. I'll be just brief. We already did some of that, though, right? We already did consider some of these and asked the committees to reconsider the motion or make some changes and make some edits in it or something. I think we did that on some.
Yes.
And then we've just not been able to get back to that again. I thought that that was a really good process, actually. So, so that's all. I mean, we just need to continue with that.
Okay. Thank you. Margie?
Well, I'm confused because I thought the Finance Committee motion on monitoring public events, whatever it's called, I first saw that at the PMB meeting in New York, so I assumed it was from the former Finance Committee. Is it new? Is it different? Did I miss something?
The original motion was from last year. This last month, the Finance Committee voted to ask that the PMB consider that motion
So it's not a new motion, it's just that there's been an additional request for consideration, is that right?
As I understand it, yes.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, anybody else?
Yeah, this is Heather. I think I'm trying to remember, I have to get the agenda up. I think that one of the things that might be helpful, Richard, and this would be a tremendous burden probably, it might be helpful, though, if we had dates on when these motions were presented so that we have a better feel for some timelines here. We don't have that on those motions right now, right? We don't have them. I don't know that I've ever really seen that.
We don't.
I don't know how we could do that now, but it would be helpful, I think, going forward if we had something like that, I think.
Are you proposing a motion, Heather? And then hearing,
please? Excuse me. Let me have a comment here, please. I think that's a good idea. I don't think it's been done. Maybe some in the past. I don't know. I haven't seen it. But I think that's probably a good idea. I haven't done it. I will, if y'all think that's a good idea, I will start adding the date that they come to the agenda. In fact, that might be telling to look at some of those and see if they've been there a year.
Yeah, it probably would be. Yes, okay, so that's a motion. Let me word the motion, but
okay.
It might be. So it's the issue when it comes to you, Richard, or when it passed the committee. When it passed the committee. I think,
and probably with the vote count.
Oh wow!
I don't think I'm prepared to put the vote count down there because it adds some twist. Whether it's something I agree with or disagree with, to me, that's the reason I don't put vote count on is because to me it prejudices the motion. And the motion may be something that I'm against, but just to have that committee vote on there is, first off, to me it doesn't tell us anything, and secondly, and most importantly probably, is to me it prejudices the consideration. So I would balk at putting the vote count. But I would gladly put the dates.
Well,
then I'd like to make an amendment.
My motion is that the board secretary include in the agenda for the PMB meetings the date that the committee motions passed the committee and or task force. I'm probably not saying this clearly. I have to write this up.
question for writing it down. Do you mean the committee secretary or the PMB?
No. It's the board secretary who's sending out the agenda for the meetings. So I'm asking that the, well, you know, that's a really good question, Brenda, because we should ask the whoever is submitting the motion to the secretary to make sure that they include in their motion the date that it passed the committee. So, and or the month, but we could, you know, but let me just say the date that it passed the committee.
Okay.
So that would leave it at that. So we're going to ask the, who normally sends it to you? The committee chairs, I suppose, right? Who sends it to you?
Yes.
The committee chairs. Does the committee chairs include
it can be secretary, different ones for them.
That the committees, when the committee representative sends the motions out of their committee to the PMB secretary, that they include the date that the motion passed.
Okay, would anybody like to comment on that motion?
Let me ask why, I mean, if
can you read the motion?
I'm sorry.
Who said that about the motion?
Oh, it's just a point of information. Could someone reread the motion
sure.
That's on the floor?
Gray moved that the board secretary and committee chair would include the date of when the motion passes from their committee.
Oh, all right.
Did I get that correctly?
Yeah, I think so. Shireen, do you have a question? What were you saying?
Yeah, I think here's where I think the vote count is important. It's not. I mean, you don't have to let it prejudice your decision. We're not asking for the names that run along with the count. But I think if we're looking at a task force that has 10 people, but because it's a task force and has no quorum requirement, 3 people meet and pass a motion. I think I'd like to know when that motion comes up, aside from looking at the intrinsic value, in quotes, of the motion, it would also be interesting for me to know, without having to go back and listen to the whole meeting, you know, or try to track down their minutes, which is something else we need to address, the missing minutes of committees and so forth, and the board. We need to be able to, I would like to be able to say, okay, well, this motion is XYZ and it asks us to do such and such a thing, and it was worked on or discussed and voted on by 3 of 15 people who had volunteered to work on this issue. So that does make a difference, particularly if you're looking at something that's controversial. It would be helpful to know that, yeah, there were 15 people on the call and 13 of them agreed that this was a good way to go. So I find that useful, not frightening or upsetting. I don't understand why there would be a resistance to knowing how many people voted on it.
Shireen, this is not about, your comments are not about the motion that's on the table. The motion on the table is to include the date.
Right. Heather's motion was to include the date, and I said I wanted to offer an amendment to also include the vote count. You interjected to say,
let me finish. I'm the chair of this.
Wait a second. You interrupted me to ask a question, Richard, and then you get to reclaim the floor whenever you're ready?
And you will let me order this work the way that I can work with it now. And what I'm trying to say is, I did not recognize you to make an amendment. If you want to make an amendment, I don't care. But don't come in and start slamming things around, Shireen. This is not the way to go about it. If you want an amendment, you ask and get recognized, and I'll, you know, make your amendment.
Actually,
I recognize you right now if you want to make an amendment.
I thought you'd recognize me, and I had the floor. And
no,
when
I did not.
What? You did not recognize me?
You said that. Do you want to do an amendment?
I'd like to speak without interruption, even from the chair, who I think is also required to follow the stack.
You're not being interrupted.
When I, oh, geez.
If you want to make a
You're
motion,
doing it now.
If
Richard,
you
you're doing
an amendment.
Richard, you're doing it now. Who are you shouting at? No. Calm down. You do not shout at me.
Calm down, young lady. This is, you asked for a point of order.
Those words never left my mouth. I never asked for a point of order. I said
Richard,
this is a point of order. The order is that you have to ask for an amendment. If you want to do that, do it. Now, if you want to carry this into a large discussion that turns into an argument, you want to do that, that's up to you. But if you want to do an amendment, come on with it.
I earlier said that I would also ask that the vote count be accompanied, that the vote count accompany the motion when Heather said she wanted to do the date. In fact, I thought she was reading my mind because I was going to ask for that. You interjected at that point to say that you did not want the vote count because you felt it would prejudice your judgment. That's fine for you. I would like to ask for feedback on what I would like to hear. And I'm asking specifically, what is
that? You are not chairing this meeting. You are not chairing this meeting. I will ask for feedback on these motions, and I'm assuming that you made an emotion.
Wow.
Well, you can wow all you want to, but this is the meeting.
You're out of control.
Well, that's your opinion. But the fact of the matter is that I get to chair the meeting, not you.
You have to chair the meeting, but there are rules.
You have had an opportunity to speak to your amendment, and now it's time for let other people speak to the amendment. Now, if anybody else want to speak to Serene's amendment to also add the vote count in the committee, does anybody else want to speak to that?
This is Margie.
Brenda, go. Margie first.
Okay, first of all, I feel like this whole exchange was completely unnecessary, Richard. I think you...
it might have been. I'm sorry. I'm not old.
Well, okay, you can be sorry, but I really feel it wasn't necessary. And I totally understand Serene's frustration at what's just transpired. I want someone to read to me the motion that we are currently considering because I've lost track and I don't see it in my email. I don't know who made the motion and what the motion is.
The motion that we're currently considering is Serene's amendment to add...
Wait, no.
Can I read it, Chair?
We can't sure. Okay.
Go ahead. Brenda, go ahead and read it, Chair, please.
Okay, so I'm going to give both... the main motion and
That's
the amendment
Thank you.
To the motion.
Okay.
Okay, so Gray moved that the board secretary and the committee chair should include the date of when the motion passes from their committee.
Okay.
Roberts amended to have a vote count of each motion to be included in...
Got it. Okay, and we're considering the amendment now.
And we're considering the amendment at this moment.
Yeah. Anybody else like to speak to the amendment?
I would. This is Margie. I support the amendment. In fact, I think I would prefer that all of our votes be done by roll call and that people's names be associated with their votes. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. In fact, I have been on two previous nonprofit board of directors where it was a requirement. The board voted that all votes would be done by roll call and that everybody's name, every vote would be assigned a name so that people could look at the record of the organization. How else do you determine, you know, who you support and who you don't support? I think it's ridiculous, but I certainly support Serene's amendment.
Okay. Is there anybody else who would like to speak to the amendment?
I'd like to just ask Richard in Robert's rules on agenda items. Do you happen to know what Robert's rule says about this, as far as motions from the reporting on the date and votes from motions from committees? Do we know, we have that information?
As far as I know, Roberts is moot on that.
That's right. I agree.
Okay.
Anybody else like to see the amendment?
Yeah, just a point of information. Can you read the amendment one more time? I got the original motion, but I don't have the amendment.
Sure. I'll go ahead and read it as soon as I start taking people's votes. Is that okay? I'm writing down people's names in order to take down the vote. So give me a second. Okay, Tracy? Tracy? Hello?
She wants
yes,
it written.
I'm here.
She wants it
written. I just wanted you to read it. Yeah. You said you were going to read it at the vote. Are we voting? Okay.
Okay. So the motion reads, so the main motion, so we're voting on the amendment. So I'll read the amendment. Roberts, Serene proposed an amendment to have a vote count of each motion as well. The main motion is, Heather moved the board secretary and committee chair should include the date of when the motion passes from their committee.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If there's no other discussion, then let's have a vote on the amendment. Madam Secretary, will you please take that vote?
Okay. Give me a moment. Okay. Giselle.
No.
Okay. Great.
Yes.
Was that you, Heather?
No. No, I wasn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you saying gray? I thought you were saying serene, so I am. No, said anything. She said it twice.
Heather. Okay. I'll vote by first name basis. Sorry. How do you vote on the amendment?
I rarely do this. I'm going to pass on this right now.
Okay. Serene.
Roberts, me?
Yes. Margie.
I vote yes.
Okay. Rosenberg, Tracy.
Oh, I think I'm going to vote no.
Okay. Brenda, I vote yes. And then Heather.
I'm going to vote no, but I would like to, after this, I'd like to explain why I said that, so at some point.
Okay, thank you. The vote is 3-3, and the motion fails. Heather, did you want to say something, make a comment?
I think the reason I voted no and is because we have committees and we have task forces. The task forces don't necessarily follow Robert's rules or have even quorum requirements and so forth. So I think requiring the vote count under the circumstances with our structure just doesn't make sense.
You're cutting out, Heather. We can't hear you.
I'm sorry? You can't hear me?
You were cutting out.
I'm sorry. I think the way the Pacifica committees and task forces are structured, it just doesn't make sense to me to make that as a requirement. So that's why I voted no.
Chair, this is Brenda.
Okay. Yes, Brenda, what?
So your motion, Heather, just in case, you didn't include task force. Is that something?
Brenda, that's it's over, unless somebody wants to add that as an amendment.
This is Heather. So can I add that as an amendment to my own motion?
Oh, yeah. Is everybody agreeable to it?
I'm sorry. I thought it was understood that it would include the task forces that also present motions to the board. So that's unfortunate.
Does anybody have a problem with adding task force to that?
Oh, not at all. In fact, I agree. But my argument was that task forces, most of them don't even stream. So we have no idea who's recommending what and how many people are supporting it. All the more reason to have the vote count. But yes, I assume task forces were included.
Okay. We might as well go on and vote on Heather's motion to advocate to the agenda.
So we just ask if there's any objection?
Yeah, is there any objection? Hearing no objections, that's approved, and if I mess up, I'll be sure and remind. I guess it needs to go to PNB technically, but I've already said that I agree, and I'm planning on adding those things to the new stuff. I don't know what the old stuff was. I would recognize a motion to adjourn.
Chair, wait. Chair, we haven't voted on the main motion.
Yes, and we didn't hear any objection.
It passed.
Hearing no objection.
Amendment, and then we were talking to the. We need to talk.
I'm sorry?
I said right now we were talking about the amendment, so I want to make sure that we actually pass the main motion.
No, the amendment did not pass. It was voted
down.
There
was two amendments.
The motion, the original motion, when it came time to vote, nobody objected to it, so it passed. So now I would recognize a motion to adjourn.
I'm sorry, Chair. Heather added an amendment to add task force into her motion, but we never actually voted on the main motion. I just want
we
to
did
sure.
not have, Madam Secretary, we did not have to vote on it because nobody objected. We asked.
Okay.
And nobody objected.
Okay. I was just confused on that. Okay.
I'm sorry if I confused you. Okay. Would anybody like to move that we adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
Okay, we will adjourn at 10:20 Eastern Time, and we'll see you at the next meeting. Thank you.
Thanks, Richard. Thanks, everyone.
Good night.